Welcome to this second session of System Center 2012 Orchestrator. We are today covering interfaces and workflow settings with System Center 2012 SP1 Orchestrator. My name is Andreas Reins. I'm a data center architect in the worldwide data center private cloud center of excellence. And today I would like to cover that objectives. First of all, I would like to review the console interfaces that are available in Orchestrator, as well as describing the Orchestrator settings and features that really affects the workflows and the creation of workflows. So the agenda for this call is talking a little bit about how to create runbooks, how to work with the runbook designer. Then we are going to cover the runbook tester, another tool to test your runbooks. Then we would like to discuss the orchestration console, a little bit about the integration packs, which we've covered in the first session already, but we will have a look here on that as well. Then we will talk about global settings and configurations. Then we would like to talk about the runbook, how that runbook looks like and what are the different parts of a runbook. Then we will discuss one very important idea behind Orchestrator, the data bus, and how that works and how that helps passing data between runbooks. And at the very end, we're talking about how to secure your runbooks. So the runbook designer is the tool you're going to use to create, to manage, and to run your runbooks. It's actually what you see on the right. The screenshot shows you on the, in the middle part of that tool, you see the surface where you are able to create your runbooks, where you're able to drag and drop your activities to that pane and create that runbook. It's really an end-to-end process view. You have that user interface, you're using drag and drop, and you're also able to do some branching and parallel processing within the runbook designer. So to create runbooks, it's actually based on forms and wizards. So there is no need actually to write scripts or to develop some code as long as the integration packs and the activities are able to fulfill your requirements. You're really able to drag and drop those activities and build your workflows without any coding. And so there is no really programming knowledge required for creating runbooks. The runbook tester, it's actually called by the designer. So there is a button in the designer where you're able to start the runbook tester, and that will give you a step through object by object within your workflow. So you're really able to debug your workflow and to see each activity and the data that is part of that activity. The only limit is that nested workflows cannot be tested here, but for all other workflows, you're able to use that tester to debug your workflows and see what's going on with your data within that runbook. So the Orchestrator console, it's a web interface where you're able to see the runbooks. You see which one are running. You see a few. You're able to see the real-time runbook status of the runbooks. So, and last but not least, you're able to start and stop your runbooks within the Orchestrator console. And that web interface is actually using the REST-based web service that's also part of the Orchestrator architecture. So integration packs extends the out-of-the-box functionality of Orchestrator. So those are vendor-specific integration packs and activities. So on the very right, you see the activity pane of the Orchestrator designer. And a couple of those are really there out of the box, like the email part, notification, utilities, text file management, and at the very end, you see the runbook control. Those are the activities that are part of Orchestrator out of the box. But things like Active Directory and the System Center 2012 components are part of integration packs that you will only see if you have imported the integration pack into your environment. So integration packs packs which are included in the download are supported and updated by Microsoft, so you're able to see that. So global settings and configuration. So there is that concept of variables. So if you're familiar with coding and programming, you probably know all about variables. Those variables helps you to store global information that you're going to use in all your objects. That helps you to save time. You have to only write them once and deploy it everywhere. And also, if you have to update those data in your variables, that you have just to update that once and not in every runbook. Another concept is the concept of schedules. So you are able to specify specific time ranges that can be used to either prevent or allow your runbooks and objects to run at specific times. So you're able within your runbooks to test against that a specific schedule, and if that is within that schedule, you're able to do some other action to run specific activities. Another concept of orchestrator are counters. Actually, those stores numeric values that count occurrence of events or attempts of action. They can be incremented and decremented, set and reset, and also monitored for change by runbook. So you're able to monitor a specific counter, and if that counter goes to a specific value, you're able to start a runbook, for example. And then another concept are computer groups that really enables you to target runbooks to a similar set of computers. So you're able not to specify only one computer, but you're able to specify a computer group and to target more than just one computer with your runbooks. So global configuration items are settings specific to an integration packs. So if you are defining connections, for example, you see the Service Manager integration pack, you're defining your connection to a specific Service Manager instance or server or management server. So those can be accessed in the designer, those settings, and you're able to use them within your activities. So you're able to run your runbooks against different management servers, for example, if we talk about the Service Manager example. So those are specific to the integration pack, those connections, and you can define a couple of those and use them in your runbooks differently. So let's talk a little bit about runbooks. So runbooks are visual representations of automated data center procedures. So when you think about a specific task or specific procedure in your data center that you do manually today, and you would like to automate that, that's probably part of one runbook. Of course, it depends on the complexity. It might have a couple of different runbooks involved, but a runbook really is the representation of a specific procedure you want to automate. So, and you start doing that by creating that runbook in the runbook designer by dragging and dropping those objects into that design pane and surface and connecting them with links. So, and those activities, those objects perform a specific action, and that's executed by the runbook server. And the links, just make sure that they are, the activities and objects are created in the right order in which they should be triggered, and they are connecting those objects together. So, for example, the create user activity, the third one from the left you see on your screen, that will create an Active Directory user. And depending on the output, if that was successful or not, it may go in a different direction. So we have two different links here. The red one, that's obviously happened when create user was not successful. It will go down to the error handling activity. Actually, this one will call another runbook. And if it's successful, then it will go to the get group. And you're able to use variables, you're able to count using counters, and you're able to using schedules in that links, for example. So you are are able to grab stuff out of variables, for example, but you're also able to react on the output and the published data of the activity. So if create user published an error state, for example, to the data bus, you can grab that error state variable from create user and see what's the content, what's in there, and if it's, for example, zero, which means it was successful, you're able to go to get group, and if it's not successful, you're able to go down to the error handling activity. So that's actually the way how to build a runbook, how to automate your procedures, and how to work with objects and links to bring that together to a runbook that's executed by a runbook server at the very end. So one concept we have discussed already a little was the orchestrator data bus. And that's actually a very important concept within orchestrator, and it's really important to understand what's happening here. So if you think of a workflow of a runbook, you want to pass information from one activity to the next one and to the next one and so on. But within orchestrator, you don't have to worry about all that. That happens automatically by using the concept of the data bus. So data bus really passes information from one activity in a runbook to another activity. So this example shows a database activity that will publish some data to the data bus, and the next activity, this guy here, takes data out of that data bus and also publish data to the data bus as part of its own activity. And the third activity will also grab data out of both activities that happened before, and will use that within its own activity, and at the end will also publish data to the data bus. And the very last one on that slide, the fourth activity will be able to grab data of all of those three activities that happened before. So you don't have to worry about how data will be passed within a runbook, as long as you're using the links to connect those objects that they are able to passing the, those informations to the next one. So that's around how to work with data within a runbook, but you're also able to pass data between runbooks, and that happens with two objects or two activities. One is the invoke runbook, and the second one is the return data object. So you're using the invoke runbook within a runbook to start or to trigger a different runbook, and there you're able to pass in information from the data bus and pass those information to the triggered runbook. And if that triggered runbook would like to pass information back to its parent runbook, then it will use the return data activity to really allow publishing data from child to parent. So those two activities are used to passing data between runbooks, and the data bus is really for passing data within a runbook. Last but not least, promised talking a little bit about the security within runbooks. First of all, there's an orchestrator user group that has full access to the runbooks, and you can really grant permissions for individual users on runbooks and folder level. They are really secured by permissions, and those permissions can be few and run the runbook, change the runbook, or change permissions for runbook. And we're using Active Directory authentication to make that happen. So that's how security works within Orchestrator and how to secure your runbooks. So a short summary of that second session about Orchestrator. I think we've covered the workflow basics, how to build the runbooks. We've discussed the Orchestrator consoles that are available, how you're going to use them. Then we have discussed the runbooks, how they are going to look like, and the behavior, how data is passed between activities within a runbook, as well as how you're passing data from one runbook to another one, and also how to secure the runbooks. With that, I would like to highlight again the TechNet Eval Center, where you find a lot of free trial versions of Microsoft software. at no cost at technet.microsoft.com/evilcenter. Another opportunity to get no-cost hands-on technical training is the IT Champs website, which can be found on the technet.microsoft.com/globalitchamps. And last but not least, of course, the online technical courses on Microsoft Virtual Academy, which you will find on microsoftvirtualacademy.com. So thanks for joining today for the second session, and see you on the next session about Orchestrator 2012.